Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 13 minutes now before the top of the hour. I get excited every time that Christian Day walks in the studio because I know he's got all kinds of cool stuff to talk about. He is a filmmaker, he's a business owner, and he traverses most of the country on a regular basis doing everything camera-y. Is that right?
That's actually, I just got back from L.A. for being there for a month and a half, and actually, I never once touched a camera.
What were you doing?
Working in production office. I'm an assistant coordinator on The Bachelorette, and now I'll actually be doing Bachelor come end of August.
So what does a production coordinator do?
Basically, unlike smaller films, which is what I'm used to working on, the producer and the production manager kind of do all the work. Well, in these large-scale productions, that you'll have your producers, and then they'll kind of delegate everything to the production managers, and then to the coordinators and the assistant coordinators. So it's basically a business. And
really?
So we basically do all the organizing schedules. Bachelorette was a huge deal. That's an 80-person crew. And I started with them when they came through here, when Bachelor came through.
Yeah,
and they asked me if I wanted to come to L.A. and work for a couple weeks. And so I took them on the offer, and then I hopped on a couple other shows, worked on the show. Isn't out yet. It's by Pietown Productions, who, you know, as you know, does West End.
Right.
They're doing a new show called Say It to My Face, which is where they take a restaurant owner and the Yelp reviewer who has badmouthed them and put them together.
Reality TV gone bad.
Yeah, that one was interesting. And then I also spent one day on the show Scorpion.
Really?
Yeah, and actually, well, I have a rule, and now I'm kind of regretting that rule. I don't like having days off. And
I'm with you,
especially in LA, because LA is a very expensive town. Mm-hmm. So I signed up for Central Casting on my first day off I had, which was like a 6-hour ordeal. And that what that is an agency that just supplies background actors for television and film. So I was signed up for about a week, and I got my first call. It was at 11 p.m., and they said, will you come to Long Beach, which is about an hour away, and do Scorpion? And I said, sure. And I honestly, if I would have been completely awake, I probably would have said no, but I was a little hazy. I was like, sure, that sounds like fun. They're like, great. You need to be in Long Beach at 6 a.m. And so I drove out there and spent the entire day. And I'll tell you, that was like clockwork. That was like a machine, that
really?
Production. And I don't know anything about Scorpion. A lot of people do. A lot of people, it's like their favorite show. And I'm walking around doing different wardrobe changes. I'm like, I play three different characters, and you'll probably see me multiple times if you're paying attention. But I'm walking to the dressing rooms to change again, and here's Robert Patrick, you know, and I'm just like, stop. We need to talk about X-Files. Because, of course, I'm a huge nerd about X-Files. But it was a lot of fun. But I guess the main thing I want to really talk about, something I'm really proud of that we just completed.
Wait a minute. Before you get a breath here, okay? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But I'm absolutely fascinated by your business that you go and you do these things. And I have a question about The Bachelorette.
Sure.
Did you meet any of the ladies?
Oh, of course I did.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Are they attractive?
They are. They
are relatively attractive.
Yes, they are attractive. you know, it was interesting because the difference between the scripted and the unscripted shows. I mean, with Scorpion, we were in and out of there, you know, 6 to 5:30, done. And then on this, it was, you know, you go to 4 or 5 in the morning because there's no script. You're just shooting and hoping to catch something.
Oh, my.
So it goes for a very long time.
So a one-hour show,
mm-hmm.
you guys would shoot for days.
An episode takes a week to shoot, and it's actually the first episode ended up taking – we had to do one scene twice because there was so much going on. And but it was a great experience. It was up in Agoura Hills, which is a beautiful area up near Malibu. And where I was staying in probably not the greatest of areas of East Hollywood. And, you know, I would get up every morning at 5 a.m., drive out there, and I would be there, you know, till probably 7 p.m. Or if I was doing overnights, which I did a lot of overnights, I was working from 6 to 6:30 in the morning.
That's crazy.
And you're just, I mean, a lot of times when I'd be up at the house just seeing what was going on, it was basically you're just letting things happen and you know, cameras are following people
so
around.
So did any of the bachelorettes ever lose it?
No.
Are they pretty even?
I think so. I think that they were well put together.
I think they were well put together.
And I can't say too much. I can't give anything away. But it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it.
I bet it was. All right. Along with doing production work mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, you mm-hmm. also do work here in the Midwest. And I know you're extremely proud of a new kids film mm-hmm. that you've just put together. Tell us about this.
Well, and I want to be up front. I was not the director. I was not the camera operator. I was a co-producer on this, mm-hmm. Along with my buddy Joe Clark, who was a producer and the director, and then Tim Nash, two Iowa City guys. And this was a film that I'll be upfront that we did not. It's not like this was a passion project of ours.
Sure.
Okay. Joe Clark's last movie, which was The Formula, was his first movie that sold to a distributor. And Joe flew out to L.A. and said, "I really want to make movies in Iowa, but I need to make something that sells. Otherwise, no one's going to give me money to make films."
Sure.
And they said, "Well, are you cool with just, you know, letting go of passion projects and whatever to just basically make the widget that's going to sell?" And he said, "Sure." And they said, "Well, around the holiday season, there's always this weird trend of talking dog movies." And so Joe made this sort of the script called Up on the Wooftop, about a talking dog who saves Christmas.
Of course.
Exactly. It was an $80,000 budget, which it's pretty good for a bunch of guys in Iowa to have $80,000. But it went so fast.
Now, how does the funding of something like that work?
Well, we got seed money from the distributor because they were very, you know, they said, "Okay, we'll help you out. We'll put in 10, but if you don't raise the money, we take the 10 back."
Mm.
And then we went and basically, I don't want to say door to door, but we talked to the Rotaries and we talked to the Chambers, and we got some good people behind it, including Peters, who owns the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
He got behind it. And it was a union picture. It was SAG. So,
very nice.
You know, we had two weeks to shoot a union picture with 30-person crew and 50 dog extras.
50 dog extras.
Yeah, it was tough. It was really tough. And I was, for the most part, especially the second week, I was the on-set producer. And I'm running around trying to find a place to set up shop because we were moving locations three times, and we had to uplift the entire crew, including our giant grip truck, and go. We went to the Quad Cities, and we did three overnights in South Park Mall.
Mm. Now, when you're doing a Christmas movie, mm-hmm. do you need snow?
You do. Well, we had snow. We had a little bit of snow left in Iowa City, not in Des Moines.
Right.
My biggest fear was not having it look Christmassy enough.
Right.
And so I emailed my neighborhood association in Waterbury, and I said, this was on January. I said, "Please, if you have any Christmas decorations,
leave them up, please.
Or can we come and borrow them?" So I gathered them all up, took them down to Iowa City. We collected a bunch of stuff, and then we also got the decorations from Sycamore Mall, their Santa display. So we had a giant Jack in the Box and giant teddy bears. It was huge.
You know, I don't think, you know, a lot of folks, you go to the movie or you go watch a television program, mm-hmm. whatever it happens to be, and you think all of this stuff comes together just kind of naturally. And we forget sometimes that there's people actually having to put things in place,
get everything stuff
together, write scripts. I mean, those are the fun things, but I mean, it's all of the grip work that goes on. Mm-hmm. It's got to be crazy.
Well, and there was one point that I got really angry with the director. I was trying to get us situated to relocate to the Quad Cities, and he came in and he said, "We're supposed to have a teleportation device." And I said, "Joe, when do you need it?" And he's like, "6 p.m. today." And this is like 3 in the afternoon. I said, "Joe, why are you just telling me this now?" And he's like, "Well, we need to get this made. You need to go and find what you need to build this
teleportation device."
Yeah, because there's an elf that teleports to Iowa.
Of course.
Yeah. And so I just stormed out. I had to set up my production office in the ladies' room along with makeup and wardrobe. So I storm out of the bathroom. I'm so angry. And I picked up, we had all this like little pieces of fake snow that had glitter. And I picked it up and I'm like, "Look, here's your magic snow dust with that sparkles when the light shines on it. Use that." And he looked at me and he looked at the snow as it was falling. He's like, I can use that." And he took it and he made it work. And there were several occasions where, you know, when we needed to solve problems quickly. And we were able to, especially when we had such a huge deal on the line, like, this movie is sold, we have to do it right.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, $80,000 budget.
Mm-hmm.
You guys with 30-person crew, the whole mm-hmm. thing goes on. Now, can you make any money at an $80,000 budget?
You can. And, in fact, the distributor said don't go over $100,000.
Really?
He said, don't let anyone tell you to, you know, you need a $500,000 or whatever unless it's going to theaters. There's, and I feel comfortable saying that it was only $80,000 because that is the honest truth. When you see all like these ABC 25 Days of Christmas, you see all these films on Netflix, and especially after seeing the numbers and what they do, you need to keep it under that amount of money, especially when you go to foreign markets. And we only had one name. We had Dennis Haskins, who played Mr. Belding, and Saved by the Bell played Santa Claus. Which was a lot of fun to have, you know, and of course we had our talking dog, and actually we ended up having about...
Who voiced the talking dog?
Our script supervisor.
Yeah, really?
Did. Yeah, at least he...
had a unique voice?
Maybe? Yes, he did. He had that teenage voice, that rascal type voice that worked really well for it.
So the name of the movie again is what?
Up on the Wooftop.
Up on the Woof. And where can people see this when this comes
out?
Well,
the Netflix and the Redbox deal is secure and done. Right now we're going for August 1st to be able to apply to get into the ABC 25 Days of Christmas.
Got it. Now, do you get residuals on something like this, or do the producers, how does that
you
work?
You would. There's a point system.
Right.
And you know, once the money's made back, there's like a, you know, they'll divide up like 3 or 4 points per person, which doesn't seem like much, but, you know, when you get those sales in, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, and so that's all according to Redbox and Netflix and those kinds of things. How much how much promotional money have you got in this?
You know, they say in a major film you need to have $20 million just devoted to marketing, and we are completely out of money at this point. So yeah, it's basically 100% social media and letting whoever buys it to basically pay for the marketing.
I got a dime.
Yeah. Yeah, we're right.
Give Kristen my last dime there.
Thank you. That'll pay for my parking meter.
Kristen Day, ladies and gentlemen, he is a very talented filmmaker, traverses the United States, talking to all kinds of people, doing his work. Thanks so very much for coming in and talking about this, and we will blow it up, of course. Up on the Woof. Top. I bet you my bride wants to see that.
Oh, I bet.
I bet she will. Yeah. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, for Kristen Day, also Laura Kennard, who is in with the Des Moines Business Events Calendar, for Tyler Hackenmiller, for the program director of 1350 KRNT is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Monday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.